Gratitude. Here is something I never thought about in my drinking days. It took much destruction of my life to put down the drink and open my eyes to a new world. I am thankful for all I have today because I am still here to share my life with my family, friends and others. Somehow, by hanging around AA people, I was able to put down the drink. It wasn't easy, but well worth it. I woke up every morning, not hungover, shower, and I'm ready to face the world. It's a beautiful thing to be sober and share your experience, strength, and hope with others in private and at a meeting, and you hope you can help them, like people have helped you. I've seen so many folk with pain in their eyes that I remember so well, and if they stay, a smile soon comes on their face. The best feeling in the world is to see someone going from sad to happy. Not overnight, of course. By having literature like The 12 and 12, Big Book, Living Sober, Grapevine, and many other books, as the years move on, they've taught me how to live. A home group taught me all about the sponsorship, being one and having one, the use of the telephone and the fellowship helped me in times of need. It took a while for me to learn about service work in AA, chairing meetings, greeting folks and making coffee, but it seems to be keeping me sober. I've been blessed to serve as a general service representative for my home group and district, and to work as a public information officer. My fellow AAs and I help carry the message with placements and monthly checks of AA pamphlets, grapevines, in local police departments, hotels, libraries, town halls, and by having younger members speaking at our high schools. I have learned about a higher power and not drinking, no matter what. Being sober 13 out of 64 years has been a blessing. I don't deserve it, but I'll take it. Don't know what else to say, but be happy, help another, and never give up. Johnny, Gurney, N.J.